Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. WFAN Sports Radio. If you wanna be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe.
All right, 402 on the Fan, hour 3 of our radio program. Joe and Evan in the afternoon. Evan, of course, is on vacation. 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Here at 6 o'clock, Susan Waltman will come your way with a special Yankee show. So you want to check that out. Ernie Acosta, of course, in Manhattan. We're live from the Town Fair Tire studio with nobody, 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 and nobody on top of that beats Town Fair Tire. Absolutely nobody. And joining us right now, the new coach of the New Jersey Devils, and that, of course, is Lindy Ruff. Coach Joe Benigno, how are you?
I'm well, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing good. Congratulations on the new gig. Very, very strong. I want to get to the whole, you know, beginning of the season and how it's the format and everything, what's going to be in the NHL. But how is it for you? A little strange because you are going to be, you're a coach of one of the teams that is not going to be participating in this upcoming, whatever you want to call it, the play-in games into the playoffs and all that. How is that, coach, right now for you?
Well, just to describe it, it definitely is strange not to be part of it. And you know, there's number of teams that are in that category. It's going to allow a little extra time here to get prepared. Obviously, the players are going to have plenty of time on their hands to train and get ready for the upcoming season once this playoff format is finished. But you know, it's kind of a new world for sports, and the league is doing what they can to get this last season finished.
Coach, how about the layoff? I mean, because let's say that the season does go to the way it's set up to do, and they play it out, and they have the Stanley Cup Finals and all of that. I guess the next season isn't going to start till probably December or something like that. I mean, they're going to push back the beginning of the season. How would that affect a team like the Devils, who's had that much time? I mean, that's like almost having two off seasons. How about that?
Well, that's a hard question to answer, how it will affect, you know, there's a number of teams, like I said, in that same category.
Right.
I think if the individual players use this time as an opportunity to better themselves, you know, with their training, with their off-ice training, they get stronger, to become more fit. I think that's an area that you can control as a player. But I think you got to combine that by getting back on the ice. I think, you know, you look at it, it could be 9 or 10 months.
Right.
Before a camp starts, and that's a tremendous amount of time.
Yeah, no question about that. Again, we're talking to the new coach of the New Jersey Devils, Coach Lindy Ruff. All right, how about your team now? The Devils, you know, for years, one of the premier franchises, three Stanley Cup champions, all of that, so had some great teams there. That hasn't exactly been the case the last couple of years. What do you need to do to get this team, Coach, back to where they were, you know, not that many years ago?
Well, I really think that, along with Tom, that, you know, we have to build the foundation. I think that part of that foundation is there. Got some great young players. We know that we're a very young team, and a young team that needs to develop, a young team that needs to learn how to win. I've coached young teams. I had a young team come out of lockout when I was in Buffalo, a fairly young team when I went to Dallas. And I think where the game is at is allowing these young players to play to their strength, but building that foundation and knowing that you're going to have to play extremely well in your own end defensively and away from the puck, but let their skills show when it comes to having the puck. And I think there's a lot of skill there. Yeah, but it's going to be, we have to learn how to win.
Have you had the opportunity yet to talk to most of your players yet, Coach? How about that?
No, not yet. I've been working on familiarizing myself with management and getting to know some of the personnel on the inside. Some of the coaches, I want to get to all the coaches first that were here. I've had conversations with Tom about where we're at with the staff and where I think we could get to. So I'd like to talk to all those people first, and my hopes are to get by midweek to be talking to the players all individually. I think that's the best way to get to know them.
Moving forward as we go into this this crazy, unprecedented time, the season's going to start August 1st. What's your feeling? First of all, how about the playing in just two venues? They're going to play in Edmonton. They're going to play in Toronto. I know it's almost impossible to really answer it, but how do you think that's going to affect it, and how do you think it's going to be with no fans in the building, Coach?
That is all. It's just a new world. I don't even know if I can answer that. I thought you're going to hear a lot more standing behind the bench because there's no crowd noise.
Right.
There's going to be a lot of individual chatter you'll hear. For me, it seems like you won't be able to build off of the emotion of when you get on a run in a game and maybe you score a goal and a couple minutes later you score another one and the building's going wild. And you know, as the coach that is either coaching a team that is on a run, it's going to be hard. Or the one that's coaching against it won't have to deal with a building of fans that might be cheering for their hometown team. So I don't know what the answer is. I think it's something that is going to be very interesting to see how it all plays out.
How difficult do you think it's going to be for the players all being in one place? I mean, you know, no travel. You're all going to be playing pretty much in the same building. It's just a very weird thing. I mean, how do you think that would affect players, Coach?
Well, you're right. I mean, everybody talks about this bubble, that staying inside your bubble and your own personnel, you know, for a period of time. To try to make sure that they do the utmost to stay safe and try to get the season finished. I think you're either going to bring yourselves together really tight as a team, or you're going to get tired of each other in a hurry. Because it's going to be day in, day out of seeing the same people. But I think the players, from what I understand, are pretty excited about trying to get this done and trying to get this finished. And I think they understand, too, that it's a whole new world right now that we're living in.
Do you like the way they're doing this? 22 teams. You got these, what is it? I guess it's 8 teams. They're going to be like for the play-in, if you will, however you want to call that, to go into the playoffs. Do you like that, the 3 out of 5? I mean, well, what do you think about that?
I really think they tried to find a way that they thought was going to be fair for all the teams that really had a chance or a shot at making the playoffs, that if they would have played those last 10, 12 games, they could have been in on their own. So it's a fair way for me of allowing those teams to prove that they could have been a playoff team. They get to have a chance to play their way in. And, you know, I really feel I don't think there's any great way of doing it. I think they found a way that they think works well. And I think the solution is as close to you can get as anyone that I heard that previously was suggested.
You know, the NHL playoffs, the Stanley Cup playoffs are always, you know, probably as even a play, anybody could win. I mean, we saw that last year with Tampa. Here they are. They had this unbelievable regular season, Tampa Bay, and they get swept in the first round of the playoffs. I mean, and we've seen this for many years. You know, a team that wins the President's Cup usually does not win the Stanley Cup. And I think now the playing field's even more level than it's ever been because of, you know, everybody in the same place and no fans and all of that, no home ice advantage whatsoever. I mean, really a crapshoot here, Coach. What about that?
I totally agree with you that I think it's an exciting time to be any team in this format. And even once you get through this play-in and you start the really what you consider more the regular playoffs, I really believe anybody can win it. You know, you don't know where your players are at. You got a couple of weeks to find out where they're at, conditioning-wise and fitness-wise. But you're absolutely right. There's no home ice. There's no fans. So it really should be anybody's ball game. And if you get on a roll like we see in the league, any team can go out and win 6, 7, 8 games in a row. They can get on a roll. I think the team that finds their game and can get on a roll is a team that could get through this and surprise a lot of people.
Does the team, it's almost to me strange, again, we're talking to the new coach of the New Jersey Devils, Lindy Ruff. It's almost like the teams that are in the play-in situation, a team like the Rangers, a team like the Islanders, who have to immediately play these, you know, best 3 out of 5 series just to get into the playoffs, probably have a little bit of advantage, Coach, don't they, over a team that's already there, even though I know they're the top 4 teams are going to play for seeding or whatever they're going to do. But isn't there a little more advantage because of the fact that these are do-or-die games for those teams?
I totally agree. My thoughts have been the same, that you get inside that highly competitive do-or-die versus a game that you're just playing for seeding.
Right.
Where even there's been some thoughts that some teams might not even dress some of their players because they feel that the seeding isn't going to make that much of a difference. I think the teams that are playing the highly competitive games and fighting for their lives come out of that and are going to be a tougher team to play against than the team that's going to be sitting there waiting to play them.
Yeah. I mean, and when you look at the seeding this year, I mean, what does it really mean? I mean, it's not like you're getting, you know, the 7th game of the playoff series in your building, right? You know, so yeah. What is this? Yeah. Seeding means nothing, really, when you look at it this time around, right?
No, I definitely agree with you. I think it's an opportunity for those other teams to kind of play themselves into game shape, too, to get in what they feel is a really competitive match to get ready for their own playoff round. So I think that was a way to try to level off the fact that, as you mentioned, that the team that's coming out of this play-in series should have an advantage because if they've played 4 or 5 games, you know, they're going to be more game ready than the team that's sitting there waiting for them. I think that they should be able to find their game a little bit quicker than the teams that were sitting and watching.
Now, you were with the Rangers for a while as an assistant coach. I mean, do you give them a pretty good – I mean, you know, they got a pretty good young team. They were playing very good hockey when everything kind of shut down. They got this looks like to be a terrific young goalie in Shesterkin and all of that. I mean, how about a team like that? I mean, you got to look at them and say, boy, you know, they might actually have a real shot.
I really genuinely think that they have a legitimate shot of going a long ways. Just for the pieces, they have 2 players up front that would have probably scored 40-plus goals,
yep,
in Panarin,
yep,
and Zibanejad.
Yep.
They have some size and speed in some really good young players. You know, when you're looking at a Hedl, a Howden, you know, players like that on the back end, young, talented defensemen, one of the highest scoring defenses in the league with Fox and D'Angelo, you know, the likes of that. So there's a lot of really good pieces. And you mentioned a young goalie, and at the same time, you have 2 other goalies there in Hank.
Yep,
and
yep.
Georgiev that are great goaltenders too. So the depth is there. You can go a lot of ways, but they have a lot of pieces, and we're playing very well as the season got shut down.
Are you confident that this is going to get pulled off, Coach? I mean, I you know, I still worry as a fan with all the sports. Baseball is supposed to be starting next week, and all it is. I mean, until I see it, I got my concerns. I mean, how about that?
I think everybody can have a legitimate concern. I think they're going to do everything possible to get this underway, but not risk the health of anybody. So as long as it's safe, as long as we're keeping people healthy, I think they will pull it off. but there's a lot of unknown. And, you know, as we know now, there's a lot of cases popping up in different places. And, you know, we're hopeful that in the league we can stay away from that situation.
You know, before I let you go again, we're talking to Lindy Ruff, the new coach of the New Jersey Devils. How about you? You know, you've coached, you've been a head coach in the league. You mentioned Buffalo, Dallas, been an assistant. How about getting this opportunity again to be a head coach at this point, Lindy?
Well, I'm totally humbled by the opportunity that, you know, Tom Fitzgerald gave me. It was a long process, the interview process, you know, started early April, late March, and then, you know, really got into July. But, you know, his passion, my passion, you know, as the conversations got deeper, I really felt I had an opportunity. I really feel I have a lot to offer. I actually took the Ranger job to work with some great people,
right,
and try to get better at my position. And, I think at the end I got rewarded for, you know, for trying to stay in the game, try to better the players I was around. I still love the game. Super excited about working with Tom and building this thing together. So again, I'm just saying I'm extremely happy and humbled by the opportunity.
Well, Coach, congratulations again. Best of luck going forward with the Devils. Get them back to prominence. Get some big games with all the local teams, Rangers, Islanders, Devils, all being good at the same time would really, really be something. So let's hope we got all that going, and let's hope we get the season going. But congratulations again on the new gig, Coach.
Well, really appreciate that, and really do look forward to getting all the local teams going. It would be a great thing to see.
No doubt about it, Coach. Be well. Take care of yourself.
Likewise, be well. Thank you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.